Rosh instructs us in those tests, Shlo yichan Hashem l'chaveru, Shlo yikaenu b'kinu ashekinu achirim, Mlo yinizkar v'nechbar b'shmo. A person should not use a nickname for his friend, even if it's a nickname that other people use, unless it's a name that brings kavod to that person. Now the Rosh later in Kuf Yud Ches tells us that we should never use a shem ra, derogatory nickname, because someone who does loses his chelek in olam haba. And that's based on a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, that tells us that there are three individuals, and these people are Yordam L'Gehenem Beinim Olam. They descend to Gehenem, and they do not return. And the third person on the list is one who speaks in this manner, by referring to his friend with a shem ra. And the Gemara tells us that this is the case even if it's a shem ra, even if it's a derogatory nickname, that the person who's called by that name, he's so used to the name already, it doesn't really bother him. He's not embarrassed by it when the name is used because he's become so familiar and so accustomed to being called by that name. Nevertheless, clearly the Gemara discusses such an individual with very harsh terms. Why should that be? One shot could be because, as the Rimei Leneil comments on the Gemara, we can't be so sure. Just because the person says, oh yeah, it doesn't bother me, I'm not makbid, as the Miri says, deep down it's impossible that it doesn't affect him in some way. It's impossible, certainly for us to assume, that it isn't hurtful to some degree. Or, as Rashi seems to say, in the end of the day, if Reuven refers to Shimon with a shem ra, he's mechavin to be machlam him. He's intending to speak in a harsh and hurtful way, even if it doesn't bother Shimon. It's reminiscent of the fact that many Makoras suggest that Lashon Hara, in all of its severity, is similarly problematic, even when no damage is ultimately done. And the reason is because it's an indication of midos that have degenerated when one has no problem speaking negatively about another. The covenant of brios has been so clearly eroded when one is insensitive enough to speak in a negative fashion about another Jew. However, the Rosh here isn't referring to someone who uses a shem ra. He seems to make a blanket statement. Any nickname, unless it's a nickname that's an honorific one. So this lechor is based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia. I'm sorry, Megillah in Daf Chav Zayin, where the Talmidim asked Rabbi Zakkai, what did you do to be zochet arichas yom, to have a long life? And he mentions a few unique schusim that he had, and one thing on his list is that he never used a nickname to refer to a friend. The Rosh himself, in the Tosfos HaRosh, comments on that Gemara in Megillah, that it means he wouldn't even use the father's name to refer to his friend. The same way we find in the Gemara on Ben Azai, or the like, or maybe more commonly, the way we sometimes refer to other people by their last name. The Rosh says, in his day, it was common to refer to people by their father's name. And Rabbi Zakkai would not even use that type of nickname. He would call the person by the person's first name. There's a Medrash that tells us David HaMelech was bothered when people used to call him Ben Yishai, as opposed to David HaMelech, or David for that matter. Rabbi Yaakov Emden comments, Ki marish einu machshiva l'kros b'shmo. When Reuven does not call Shimon by his first name, it demonstrates a chisaron in the chashivas, in the value and the importance that he places on his friend. He doesn't recognize his individuality. By not calling him by his first name, there's a missed opportunity to offer kavod. And that's what the Rosh is telling us to distance ourselves from. If you have the chance to provide kavod, do so, even if it's something as simple as using another person's first name. What's so special about a first name? So it could be, Dale Carnegie is famous for saying that a person's name is to him or her the sweetest and most important sound in any language. A person enjoys being called by his or her first name. And I think there are MRI studies that have examined the brain, and there are different reactions when a person hears his or her first name. We do know that an individual's name is linked in some essential way to his neshama. The Arizal explains that the letters Shin Mem for shame are the central letters of the word neshama. A person's name cuts to the core of who he is. It cuts to the core of his unique talents, skills, abilities, and mission in this world. The Shlach tells us to add certain psukim at the end of Shemona Esrei that are associated with our names, because the neshama will respond to those psukim, and in turn, the name that is associated with that neshama in the Olam HaEmes. So perhaps what emerges here is that the importance of referring to someone when it's appropriate by that person's first name and not using a nickname, it's more than just an identifying feature. It's more than just a convention, and it's more than a gimmick to just get on that person's good side because they quote-unquote like to hear the sound of their own name. But moreover, it's a way to reinforce our sense of kavod habrios for our friends. Because when we use that first name, besides getting that person's attention, we're also providing that person's neshama with a boost of a sense of value and importance and mission for being placed on this world. That process simultaneously reminds the one using that name to refer to his friend of that person's chashivas, and with a little bit of thought and with a little bit of contemplation to recognize the significance will automatically conjure up a stronger sense of kavod habrios to improve the bein adam l'chaveiro and the way that I treat that person, think about that person, and appreciate that person's importance.